Welcome to the new world. This is your host, Tom Edison. And boy, am I going to cut a new path through the woods tonight, let me tell you. All I got to say is, oh my God, is the whole world being mind controlled? Well, you know what? Yeah, I kind of believe it is. But you do your own investigation. Meanwhile, we're going to talk about it tonight. Mind control. We're going to talk about chemtrails. We're going to talk about the burden of proof. We need to demand it, and we need to demand it of the people that want to prove us wrong when we speak the truth. It's called fair play turnaround. And I'm advocating we learn how to do that. And if you've been paying attention to the news, what do we have today? All these protests, climate change protesters. I wonder, how can people who claim to be environmentally concerned continue to be so oblivious to the chemtrail spraying that is poisoning and literally killing everything? It's unbelievable. The only explanation I have, these people are severely mind-controlled by the fake media, by their, I don't know, cell phones, because their nose is in their cell phones and they don't look up in the sky and see the pollution being laid over every major city in the United States. It's unbelievable. It's an important topic. It's a national security issue. Well, as far as cutting a new path through the woods, like I said, this radio station is my 2020 U.S. presidential campaign as an independent individual, a write-in candidate. I am the first person to use a radio station to run his campaign, and this is going to be the focal point of my campaign, this radio station. And I'm going to prove to everybody that I am the most qualified person to do the job, because I'm going to talk about the solutions. The solutions to chemtrails is we have to do the chemtrail watch. We have to tell everybody to start tweeting every day and night about, Mr. President, save us from the poison. And everybody at any age can get involved in this. And finally, we have something for the school children to do with their cell phones that will be beneficial to everybody. They're going to grow up in a world that's been poisoned if they don't start doing something for themselves. And if you're a parent, you need to start doing something for your children. And I'm talking about, we need to be out there tweeting every day, stop the chemtrails. What's wrong with you people in Congress? Well, let me give you a little clue what's the problem, big problem, especially in Washington, and how the mind control is being done. In fact, I want to remind everybody, connect the dots. The name comes from my recently published book, Connect the Dots Theory. You really ought to go, everyone in the whole world ought to go out and buy this book, because it explains the whole situation as to why things are the way they are. There is so much going on behind the scenes, it's unbelievable. And one of the mind control tactics that keep all the people in Washington almost totally dumb is the obelisk, namely the Washington Monument. It's the largest obelisk in the world. That's another reason you need to buy my book and gain the knowledge of what can be done with an obelisk, because it has a pyramid on top, broadcast a receiver, and they can broadcast numbing frequencies out of that to keep everybody brain dead, pretty much. And that's why one of the major reasons nothing ever gets done in Washington. It's an important point to consider. It's science. It's high-tech science. And the other point is that when you start looking to the factual information in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, understanding of the markers of the control groups, they use markers to mark their territory. And anytime you see a city mapped out like Washington, D.C., 45 degrees out of kilter with truth directions, that is a controlled city by the world controllers. And it's fully explained in my book, and other examples have been given. Just like the Nazis took the swastika and put it 45 degrees out of kilter. If people knew this information, they would have gotten wise to the Nazis in the beginning. Because originally the swastika was a symbol of well-being. And it was played as such in places like India and stuff like that. That's right. Nazis didn't invent the swastika. But when they twisted it 45 degrees out of kilter and displayed it like that publicly, they know that they were under the control of the world controllers. And they were being used as puppets, believe it or not. That's a reality. And it's all explained in my book. But, not stop there. Like I said, I'm cutting a new path through the woods with this radio show. First of all, I am the only singer, songwriter, recording artist ever to run for president of the United States. And while we're talking about music, I recently came out with a new CD entitled Better Than Dylan. That's right, I got 23 songs on it, all original, all social, political, philosophic, folk songs, just good story songs. And I'm claiming that I am better than Dylan. This collection of 23 songs, he never had an album with a collection of that many great songs. And I'm allowing everyone with a $10 donation to get a copy of it. So the price for the CD is $10, but it's really going to cost you nothing because I'll mail you a receipt as a political donation. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, you can still make a donation to any candidate running for president of the United States. So when you mail me the money, I'll mail you the CD with a receipt that was a political donation. That way, it is going to cost you nothing. But out of curiosity, you ought to be interested in getting 23 songs that are clearly, all of them are better than Dylan. First of all, I can sing better than him. You know, I'm not claiming to be a great singer, but he's that bad of a singer. So I can easily say, yeah, I can sing better than him. And at this point in time, I can write better songs than him, and this CD proves it. That's a pretty bold statement to make, but hey, you know, I got to try to sell something good that I've got it good. And this is what I'm using my radio show to get some campaign donations. Because by at least I'm selling products, hopefully I can bring some money in for my campaign because I'm just an average, common person, but I'm a solution wizard. That's why I'm running, because the idiots in Washington don't know how to even keep the government running. That's how bad they are. They don't know how to agree on anything either. And we've all known that for quite a while. And so let me just explain it to you. If you go on the radio station, I'm on station one, you go down to 10 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, there's my show, Connect the Dots. Click on my name. It'll take you to where it takes you. Scroll down, click the My Site icon, and it will take you to my 2016 presidential website. Click the Donate button, and you'll find the mailing address where you can send your check or money order to me. And don't forget to include your return address so I can mail you the CD with the receipt for a political donation. So it, in effect, it's going to cost you nothing for 23 of the greatest songs ever written, better than Dylan. And maybe a couple of months down the road, I'll release my rock and roll party songs, because I have a giant collection of songs that I've built up over the years. I never got a major record label because I didn't want to play their stinking games, and I didn't want to let them have the final say on how I'm going to record my records, what records I'm going to record, and how I want the whole thing done. So I paid the price, you know? But the song's built up, and I've got one of the best collections of original songs that'll stand up to anybody. And the music proves it. So if you're an average person, you need to be supportive of somebody like me. First singer-songwriter ever running for president of the United States. The first common man ever running for president of the United States with a sincere plan to really beat the big guys. And the only way to do that is as a write-in candidate. If you're silly enough to form a political party, you don't have a chance because the system's rigged. But when you're a write-in candidate, you're kind of outside the system. Anyway, I'm a strategist, and I know that's the only way to do it. But, so there's a few reasons how I'm cutting a new path through the woods. And also, I want to say that the chemical spraying is going on. This is the most important issue, so I have to keep bringing it up. It's serious stuff, and those of us in America who have common sense, we know that the politicians really don't care about us, the people. All they care about is keeping their cushy little job and taking care of the people that want to throw bags of money at them. That's the reality. So anyhow, now that I'm done with all that technical stuff, what I would like to say is, I was looking at crop circles the other day. People are always talking about crop circles. That's another, and crop circles, if you like crop circles, and try to figure out what's going on with the messages, what they represent, all those geometric shapes. It's another reason to go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I clearly explain that the geometries shown in the crop circles, it's basic mathematics relating to the big picture of everything, all the dimensions. It's the geometric patterns that help connect our physical reality with the invisible realities. And I clearly explain it. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, it's an education for anybody who reads it, because it's made for regular common people to read. Because we, the common people, need to become educated, because the education systems are not going to tell us anything except what they've been programmed to tell us, because they want to keep us all dumb, because we're easier to control that way. And that's why we're living in a world where all the decisions are in relation to plans designed to fail. Do you ever wonder why things are the way they are? Did you ever wonder why every government leader in the world is going to make one stupid decision upon another? Because they're all being mind controlled. to lay out plans designed to fail. That's why nothing ever works out. I have a great saying included in my theory. It says, connected dots theory says that any time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of mankind implement their countermoves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. And that's exactly what's happened here in America and with the Constitution. Sure, it was a great idea back in 1776, laying out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but because the leaders of the time weren't prepared for the inevitable reality that the adversaries of mankind, the adversaries of what is good for mankind, would immediately implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil what they had done. And it didn't take long before our great American government was being tainted and just ruined. And that's where we are today. We have a government that wipes their ass with the Constitution. You gotta excuse the picture there, but that's pretty much what they do. You know, they're not really serving the general public. We all know that. They're manipulated by the lobbyists. They're manipulated by the fake news media. And I might have mentioned it in last week's show, but I'll mention it again. If you look back on all the bad things that have been perpetrated against the American people in the last 100 years or even further back, there's just two basic groups that we have to put the blame on, the people that are supposed to have been watching out for us and serving us: the Democrat and the Republican political parties. They allowed all these bad things to happen in America. They've allowed the American economy to go downhill. They've allowed everybody to have tax loopholes to take all the money you make here and just ship it offshore so it never has to be paid tax on. And of course, this new tax reform thing, it's probably not going to close that loophole because there's too much money being made with rich people taxes. And because our president is a rich person, I don't believe he's going to get rid of those loopholes. I don't care what he says, because anybody who becomes rich and associates with the rich people, they get addicted to that lifestyle, and they're not going to give it up. Again, that's why everyone should have voted for me in the last election. I was the only common man person running. No money, only solutions. Nobody gave me any free breaks. Fake media wouldn't give me anything. Fake newspapers wouldn't give me anything either. You know, they want me. The only way they would print anything that I said, I'd have to buy a full page or something like that. When you don't have money, you can't do that. And let's talk about all the other fake parties, too. I talked to them in conversations when we got near the end of the election, you know, try to make some compromises, you know. And some of these parties, they have good concepts and stuff, but they've outpriced themselves beyond what common people can be a candidate for them. And I'll talk in particular. I happen to, I've gone to meetings for some of these independent parties, and, you know, they say, oh, well, join the party, go out to the event where we're going to nominate nominees. And it turns out to go to that event where they're going to have the nominations for the presidential candidate, you have to spend a couple $1,000s. When you're an average person living below the poverty line like I do, $2,000 might as well be $1 million. And that's ridiculous. You know, the only great thing left in this country is that if you were born here, you have a right to run for president of the United States. And if you do it as an individual like I'm doing, you don't have to pay a dime, period. And that's why I'm doing it, because this is the only route I have for a poor person to run for president of the United States. But what I do have is the ability to solve problems. I'm really good at solving problems, and I look at the problems in the world, they're not that difficult. Here we got our new president. Now he's already whining that he didn't realize it was that tough. Well, that says he's not qualified to be the president, you know? And I've got something interesting to say to that. You know, there's a few states in America that have talked about having a constitutional convention. Well, I think all the states ought to get together and have a constitutional convention and lay down some new laws so we can have some real justice. Basically, we have to change all of the laws. In fact, I'll say right now, and this, if you're an average person like me, there isn't anybody who's advocating real change. Like, we need to turn to a referendum government, because we're at the point now where we know the politicians are not going to listen to us. We can march with 20 million people in front of the White House, and they will just ignore us. People they've become, they know they can get away with it. You know, they know when they get elected. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It's a free ride for 4 years. Sickening. But they know they can get away with it. So we don't really have any authority to force them to do anything, but we're going to try, and I'm going to try with this radio station. And the first thing I think we need to force these politicians to do is to stop those chemtrail planes from flying and poisoning everybody. And why? And if you're listening to this show tonight, tell your friends who are environmentalists, hey, look up in the sky. This is the climate change problem. The biggest thing causing climate change is the chemtrails. It's causing the earth to heat up. It's poisoning the earth. It's changing the weather patterns. It's ruining the whole earth, and it's dropping nanoparticle poisons that we're all inhaling in our lungs when we're outside. It's ruining the food supply. All the crops that are being grown outside now are being contaminated with chemtrail toxic particles falling on them. So just because the food product says organic, it's still being tainted by chemtrails. This is a serious problem, a real serious problem. You know, it's like the slow death of the human race, and the politicians are pretending nothing's happening. Don't they realize that their children and their loved ones are slowly getting poisoned to death by this insanity chemtrail programs that are running? It is the most important issue, you know? And I've got a little story here to remind everybody, we the people have to take the action and do things, because our leaders are brain dead, mind controlled, especially in Washington with the largest obelisks in the world. And don't ever forget that obelisks are used to mind control people within a reasonable distance of the obelisk. Washington Monument's right in the center of Washington. All the major buildings are real close. Well, anyhow, here's a little story that kind of brings to light about how we have to stop pretending somebody else is going to do something, because the people in charge are going to do nothing. And that's the way it is. So this is a story about four people. Everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. Now, as the story goes, there was an important job to be done, and everybody, was sure that somebody, anybody could have done it, but nobody did. Then somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Now, everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. So it ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. And that's where we're at with the chemtrails. It's up to all of us, everybody, somebody, anybody, and even us nobodies, for us to do something, because if we don't do it, nobody will. Because it's a taboo topic. Politicians are afraid to touch it. The news media has been warned not to talk about it. The globalists have threatened everybody with all kinds of things, money, or, well, you know, and all the kind of fear threats. And this is where we're at. If we don't do something, we're allowing them to slowly poison our precious earth, our precious water, our sky, our air we breathe, and eventually it'll kill us, make us sick, and generations to come. So, anyhow, I was going back before to the crop circles. Important things happen. They're put there by a higher intelligence. They're trying to wake us up. They're trying to teach us things. Everybody should be going on their computer and looking at crop circles. But if you don't have the knowledge of the geometry and what it means and the significance of numbers and other special geometric shapes, it's not going to mean anything to you. Which brings us back to my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it's out there to bring everybody out of the matrix and wake us up to what's going on and give us the education we need to start deciphering things for ourselves.
Frank on line one.
And I believe we have a caller. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hello, hello, hello. You touched on some good points. Because if it's not we the people, this isn't going to get done. It's up to us. You know, we're responsible for what happens to us. I can't stress the point more than you have. You've really done a good job with this. We need to start talking to our neighbors, friends, you know, get off the cell phones and the texting and all that, and start talking to people, you know. And that includes our authoritative figures, you know, even though we know that they're not going to really be the ones to do it.
The cell phone. Absolutely. So, hey, how many chemtrails did you see today?
Funny thing, some people did notice outside of a Costco. I went to a Costco this afternoon, and they were out there. There's at least a dozen streaks, and a woman came walking out and just pointed up and says, "Wow, look at that." So she knew something. And
I believe
these days.
Some of the pilots are trying to get our attention when they make those tic-tac-toe patterns and crosses.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
We know they've been warned they can't speak to us about what's going on publicly, but they do the best they can, those that understand how bad this is, and they make those patterns in the sky, hopefully to gather some attention, and some of us do notice that. But everybody should be noticing this. Come on, a tic-tac pattern in the sky, that's not natural.
Of course not. And people are starting, and not enough, but starting. And once you are aware of it, you need to start talking about it. Go to town meetings, town hall meetings. And even if everybody walks out on you, at least you've planted the seed in their minds. You know, at least you've done something. It's up to us. If we don't take action, you know, it's our own fault. You can't pass the buck. So our politicians aren't going to do it. Our government system is totally corrupt. You know,
I think I'm on Trail Watch and tweet it. You know, take pictures of it.
Yeah.
Put the pictures out there, display them, and do the tweets, because we know our president is a Twitter watcher. So we need to get on there by the millions, and everybody can do it. It's something for the kids to do in school, you know. Take those cell phones you got and stop playing games on them and help save your country. It's never too early to become a patriot, and the president needs to be informed about the chemtrails are poisoning everybody. He has family members, too. Doesn't he have any consideration for everybody in New York? Because in New York, they do that every day. They chemtrail that city. And he's going to have to find out if we keep tweeting him nonstop. And because he's the president, he can actually... that's apparently the only talent he has as president so far is writing executive orders. So he can write an executive order to stop these flights of spraying in the United States. He always talks about we're going to take care of the United States. Well, if you're not stopping these planes from spraying poison over the United States, you're not taking care of us, you know?
We got to get people at least past the global warming. That's a hoax. I mean, that's in my honest opinion.
They're going to go on with the global warming,
but the second aspect of it is the military, and then beyond that is what you touched on. This stuff's killing us. It's going to get into transhumanism. I urge people to look into that. Transhumanism, that's what this is about. I mean, it's changing things in your anatomy slowly.
DNA into the drills. You know, DNA from insects. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
So we're going to inhale insect DNA, and eventually it's going to, like, hook up to our DNA, and before you know it, people are going to be walking around with insect heads.
I don't know if people are aware, in our own country, in Georgia, people should just Google Georgia Guidestones. I don't know if you've heard about the Georgia Guidestones, seven pillars, and it's in our country. I've been there. It's written in seven or eight different languages, and all they got to do is pay attention. And number one on the list is reach and maintain a population of 500 million. So what does that tell you?
Yeah,
people should
that's
just
a warning.
Out. You can't make
this
it
is,
not
this is
serious,
what we're going to we're going to bring it down to 500 million. And guess what? To do that, you have to knock off 90% of the population in the world. And that's what all these stupid things are doing. Anything to kill people, they're perpetrating it on us. The chemtrails will get millions of people eventually, the tainted vaccines, the wars that never end, and the refugee crisis. It's all about killing people, and eventually they'll use the energy weapons on us, because that's what they want to do. You know, they want to bring the population down because we got they only need 500 million. For whatever their purposes are. People don't realize our government is allowing this to happen. They're so stupid. Well, I explain why they're so stupid in Washington. You got the tallest obelisk in the world, which is a mind-control device. And my book, it clearly explains that. And they got these obelisks all around the world. When you start watching pictures on TV, you'll see them in all the major cities. It's all about mind control. That's why they put them up. It all started back in Egypt. You know, that's how the pharaohs used to rule the Egyptian people. They had obelisks set up all over the place. And they were ruling no problem at all. And then, you know, they're doing this again now. It's crazy, you know? But that's it. Okay, Frank, thanks for your...
Thanks a lot. You keep going, brother, because you're doing a great job doing this. So more people need to be doing these things. So take care.
All right. Thank you, Frank. All right.
Bye.
I'm going to move on. This is what people ought to listen to this show for. You know, there's a lot of women's organizations out there that are looking to gain equality for women. And they should have equality. And if you're a woman in the 2020 presidential election, you ought to consider voting for somebody like me that knows how to get you the equality you need. And what would really maybe impress you is, again, I've got it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It fully explains why this is a male-dominated world. It started a long time ago. My book clearly identifies who started it and how it's been kept in place. And that's where the root of the problem is. And it's all being done against fairness and common sense, and it's all being done. The whole idea of male control was set up by those who want to control the whole world. Connect the Dots Theory. If you're a woman, you need to buy this book and read why it's a male-dominated world. Because knowledge is power. When you realize how this stupid idea that it has to be a male-dominating world came into being, you'll really be angered and you'll really have motivation and knowledge, which is power, to really break the chain link that's kept it in place. Because it doesn't belong on the earth, male-dominated world. You know? And these world controllers, they've tricked you. They've tainted most of the major religions by introducing this idea of male domination, and they try to use that Adam and Eve story. It was the woman, but when you hear the real story, because there's new information about all this stuff out, and I studied the new information, and the real story is, it wasn't the woman who caused the problem, it was the man who deceived the woman into causing the problem. And that's the real story, and it easily can be found if you go looking for the truth. But if you just keep your nose in your religious book, they've all been tainted, and they all love to play on that story. Well, Eve, you know, the woman's inferior because she made the big mistake. But it was a man who deceived her into making the mistake. They don't tell you part of that. In fact, most of these religions don't even know the true story because it goes way back before they were even organized religions. But the information is out there. It's been communicated to the human race. And I could say it was just luckily people clued me into where it could be found. And when I found it, well, it all made sense real fast. And it's a sham. You know, there should be equal partnership between men and women all the time, in relationships, in daily life. And just because the man might be a little physically stronger, that doesn't give him the right to be dominant on a social level. And this is an important point. Women need to get the real truth about how this insanity, male-dominated world thing started. The information is out there. All you have to do, really, is buy my book. Read it. It can be read in one night. Less than 100 pages of text. Everything is explained, including the male domination problem. Where it started, who started it, and why it's being kept in place. You don't find out the real truth, you won't be able to break the chain link completely. So, you know, men will still have something over on you, because it's only the revealing of the truth will finally clear the situation. And too much male energy and not enough female energy creates problems. And, of course, that's the plan of the world controllers, keep problems going, you know. And again, this is what I'm doing with this radio station, cutting a new path through the woods. You know, where my campaign is all about the truth. I've done my homework. I know what the truth is. I know all the secret projects going on. They're beyond belief. You go on the internet and you hear about most of them, but I even know ones that are going on that are not even mentioned on the internet. That's how knowledgeable I am. But they can't be stopped just like that. It'll take a lot of work. The main reason all the bad things are kept in place is mind control. So we actually, part of the solution is we have to free the minds of the people who have allowed themselves to become puppets for the mind controllers. We don't even have to identify who the mind controllers are, though it's pretty well known whom they are. The main thing is that most of the people that are under mind control don't realize they're being mind controlled. In fact, some of the big players in this world who consider themselves the globalists, they don't understand that they're being mind controlled to the point that they actually believe that they're doing things of their own volition. That's how powerful mind control is. It's unbelievable. And all the tricks and techniques for it are at play at this point in time. Time to rewatch The Matrix again. I mean, it's practically that sophisticated. They all have us believing in this fake reality that they've told us is the whole reality when it's almost like The Matrix. And unfortunately, people are sheep. And they get conned into going along with the program, following the norms, which is all part of a plan designed to fail. I mean, women have the best chance of helping us out of this situation. So if you're a woman and listening to this show, tell your friends. I believe women are better tweeters than men are. And Twitter is the way to address the chemtrail problem that's killing us all. You know, there's going to be more women having deformed babies because of the chemtrails. It's serious business here, and that's an important part of being a woman, motherhood. You want a healthy child, and you carry that child for 9 months, and then it's going to come out deformed because of chemtrails. And like the caller said, he used the word transhumanism. Well, that relates to changing the DNA, and it's pretty well known. There's a place called Carnicom. Look it up on the internet. They do a lot of important science related to chemtrails, and they have discovered there's insect DNA being sprayed in those chemtrails too, not to mention the aluminum and the barium and the other poisons. And we have to start addressing these issues, because the people in government, they are so brain dead. It's sickening. like I said earlier, we all need to start thinking about the real solution to get out of this mess. As we start, we need to be supportive of people who are talking about, like myself, we need to have a referendum government right now. And we the laws have to be changed. And the lawmakers are not going to do it of their own volition. So we have to, we have available to get them to do what we want. Famous thing Ross Perot said back when he was running for election. His big mistake, he formed a political party. He should have known the system was rigged. And they eventually blackmailed him to jump out of the race. But he told you the truth, that the American people have to start thinking like they're the bosses. Well, that's what this radio show is about. Everybody up and tell you, if we need to unify and start becoming the bosses and start ordering these politicians, the lawmakers, to change the laws that will be beneficial to the general public. System now, it's all rigged for the people with the money. You know, and you need to pay attention to what's being talked. The little con artists on the TV, you know, the fake news people, especially when they go to the economic thing and they go to the Wall Street. What's happening on Wall Street? Is the economy good or bad? Well, what happens on Wall Street doesn't do a damn thing for the average person. That's only beneficial for the people who have the money and play the market. And the big corporations that set up shop where it's cheap labor somewhere else in the world, that's all the Wall Street economy is good for, you know? I've been talking about it for years, an alternative American economy. And I'm trying to use this radio station to exemplify it here. Here, I've got products to sell for donations to my 2020 campaign. Nobody else is going to do that for you. They just want your money. But at least I'm going to give you a product for a donation. And like I mentioned earlier, the first one is 23 of the greatest original songs ever written. It's titled Better Than Dylan, because these songs prove that my songwriting ability, my singing, and my recordings are better than any collection that he ever put together. And pass the word around. I already explained to you how to go to the 10 p.m. Saturday slot, station 1, click on my name, and from there you can click onto the My Site button. It'll take you to my website thing. Go on the Donate button. You'll see the address to where to mail your donations. And then I'll mail you back the CD with a receipt for the donation, and you can take it off your taxes. So you can get a CD for nothing. And I'll be having other products coming up. And of course, this show is available. If contact with me, the contact info is on my website too. And another important point is, like I'm cutting a new path through the woods with this radio show, people need to learn about sending things in the mail, because our government has gotten so snoopy. All these laws that they have the right to invade your privacy to any extent they want, that anything that you want to keep private, send an email out. If you got a plan to do something that's going to be beneficial to the people, but not beneficial to the fake world government. You can't be going on the internet and emailing people. You need to start using the postal system, because they don't have enough manpower to open everybody's letters up. And so this is a lesson that I'm teaching my fellow Americans here. You need to start learning how to use the mail. About something personal, fine. Send me a letter. Your phone number, and I'll call you back. I talk on the phone, too. Because it's harder for them to pay attention to what everybody's phone conversation. When you do the email, it's easy. They have machines monitoring emails, you know? But sure, they might record all phone conversations, but at the same time, they would have to pay somebody to listen to those conversations to make some sense out of it, really. They don't have that many people to pay. So the safest way to communicate is by the mail. Next safest way is by the phone, and these are the things I practice. I never email anybody, because I'm running for president of the United States, and I don't want my opponents knowing what I'm thinking or doing. They can listen to this radio show, but at the same time, I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just speaking the truth, and the truth is the only way out of this. You know, there's an old saying. The truth will set us free. Well, that is it. We need to speak the truth, and we need to act truthfully. And we need to take control of our government. We have a right to do that. We need to start being bosses, like Ross Perot told us back in 1992, I think it was. You know, that's the only way to do it, because you must have figured out by now, you protest, it doesn't force anybody to do anything. You would need 100 million people in Washington to force anybody to do anything, and we'll never get 100 million down there, because most people are happy just to, you know, go home and play around with all their high-tech devices and story I told you before, they think somebody else is going to solve all the problems. Well, that's not going to happen. We should realize that by now. But the laws need to be changed drastically, and they need to be changed under the direction of the people, the common people, how we want the laws to be. We need to lower the cost of living. We only can do that by changing the laws. You know? We need to aspect of this modern life for the benefit of the common people. And unfortunately, the representatives, the wealthy, I was watching TV the other day. I watch it occasionally. I usually watch news, the foreign news. You learn more by watching the foreign news stations than you do our own, because we know it's fake news in America pretty much, except for telling you, you know, whose house got caught on fire, how many people got killed in a local neighborhood gang fight. That's all they want to tell you, and crash their car on the highway. But the foreign news stations tell us a lot of other things. And they had this thing about Mike Bloomberg, you know, was the mayor of New York. And I'm from New York. And boy, what a, you know, there's no easy way to say it. What a inconsiderate jerk this guy was. Hey, what do you expect from people who are filthy rich, you know? And here he is on, I mean, first of all, he proved that all it takes is money to change the laws. The laws in New York were you couldn't run for more than two terms for mayor. So what did he do? He took all that big money out of his and pay a judge to change the law so he could run for a third term. And is that second in your what? You know, that's what people with money do. They know they can get away with anything, and if the law isn't in their favor, they'll pay someone to change the law. So anyhow, I'm watching him on this foreign news thing, and he's talking about this great building he has set up with all this high-tech equipment. You know, look, no computer screen in the world is better than the one I got here for my marketing people. Look, it shows where all the oil tankers in the world are at any given moment. Well, what does that have to do with common people? Nothing. You care where the oil tankers are? Absolutely not. What we want to hear is where's the free energy machines, of course. The people in the energy selling businesses, they are never going to allow free energy machines to be sold openly because they want to keep milking us for energy, charging us for it. The whole world could change if the free energy machines were allowed to be put out there. Everybody, of course, when you take care of the regular people, the people with the money lose out. That's why they're never going to do anything for the common people, because they don't want to lose their big problems. It's a sad story, but that's it. So here we are, back to square one. We have to do it ourselves, and the first thing I'm saying to do is the chemtrails. And I hope people were listening tonight, and especially if you're a woman. Don't be shy, call in, because the women can do more to change and force these politicians than the men can. You know, it's an old saying, women can open doors with just their eyes. Well, importance of being a woman. Don't get involved with these people that want to fight the men. Just step up to the plate and take charge of the situation. That's what I'm all about. Let's go and take charge of the situation. And if I was the president, that's what I'd be doing right now. And but meanwhile, we have this president. He's been overtaken by his viruses already, whether he knows it or not. But we can get through him through Twitter. And the first thing we need him to do is write that executive order to stop the chemtrail planes, because it's killing us all slowly and killing everyone we know. Killing the animals, killing the forests, poisoning the water. Look into it. I'll give the name again, Carnicom. Look at the site and find out the horror story that's going on. And we have to do something now while we're still alive. It's almost unbelievable that this is going on this long and nobody's done nothing. But anyhow, all I have to say is we're coming to the end of the show, and tell your friends to tune in Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, and don't be shy to call in and give your 2 cents. Chemtrails about tweeting the president and anything else that might be on your mind, because everything is important. So that's about that sums it up for tonight, listeners. And watch out for the fake news. Get a chance, turn into the foreign news networks. They're on digital stations. I think, surfing around, you'll find the networks. DW News. Even the BBC has some good things once in a while. They have some funny things, too. they made a lot of funny comments about the healthcare fiasco we have. Of course, healthcare policy is not really healthcare. insurance company selling your policies, that's not healthcare. Insurance companies making money, and pharmaceutical companies making money. Nobody's talking the real truth. You know, can we have a real conversation here? You know, I'd have to go on talk shows and talk about it. No response, because they don't want the truth talked on TV. So I'm talking it on my own radio station. Anyway, it's time to end the show. And you'll know it's the end as soon as you hear that music come on. Come on.